I'm here as counsel for Mr. Cosby.
And fighting back, a visible pivot for Bill Cosby's legal team, mounting a vigorous public defense across network television and newspapers.
If one is getting away with lodging accusations with no proof, then perhaps two can, then perhaps ten can, but that does not make it so.
Cosby's defense team also lashing out in this legal filing, blasting the media's one-sided reporting, writing the media immediately pounced on Cosby's recently released deposition from 2005, the media painting him as a rapist when he only admitted to introducing quaaludes into their consensual sex life. A drug dubbed disco biscuits in the 1970s, says Cosby's lawyers, one that was popular and recreational. Cosby's lawyers seeking to turn the tide against a tsunami of public accusations.
We will pursue Mr. Cosby until the full truth comes out.
Women like Beth Ferrier, one of more than two dozen women from across the country sharing their remarkably similar stories that span decades, accusing Cosby of drugging and raping them. President Obama even weighing in on the use of drugs on women.
Have sex with that person without consent? That's rape.
The once revered comedian, now a punchline himself. Countless memes on the web like Pill Cosby. Fellow entertainers taking jabs.
And my wife. She said to me, what is this in the paper about the raping and the drugging and the women?
The PR hits have cost Cosby professionally, but he has yet to take a criminal hit, as his attorney loudly reminded those who've already convicted him in the court of public opinion.
Even though we hear excerpts from accusers and we see headlines that discuss things like calling him a rapist or saying that he's committed sexual assault, the case actually is in a civil court and there are no criminal charges filed.